I think what's made me as a driver and put me where I'm at in my career so far is from those experiences and contention to win races and championships, and it's been a really good ride so far.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line one of the very best young drivers in NASCAR. So much success so far, an ARCA Menards Series champion, an Xfinity Series Rookie of the Year and champion, NASCAR Cup Series Rookie of the Year and driver of the number 54 Monster Energy Toyota Camry for Joe Gibbs Racing. Ty Gibbs, welcome to WGN.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, it's great to have you in here. And so let's talk a little bit about the season so far with you and your whole JGR team in the top 10. Most of the season so far, you're just out now after this last week with four top fives, eight top tens, a couple stage wins so far this year. Coming off the rookie year, it looks like things are pretty dialed in. Talk about your season so far and just kind of the positivity of having everyone doing well and in the hunt this year.
Yeah, it's been really good. Just had a really good year so far, and definitely, you know, added to Notebook from last year and getting better. So it's been fun, and my guys been working really hard and playing a great race across the track. So just trying to make the best of it.
Fans have asked how valuable situational experience is. You know, challenging for championships, big races with consequence, big situations. For you, having won an ARCA championship, winning the Xfinity championship, I know it's a different series and the cars are obviously different, but do you feel that there's been some decent value being in those high pressure situations that you can draw from this year and beyond? You know, just having kind of been there in times when everything's on the line.
Yeah, for sure. I think there's a lot. I feel like that's, I think, what's made me as a driver and made me and put me where I'm at in my career so far is from those experiences and contention to win races and championships, and it's been a really good ride so far.
So think about this, being part of one of the leading families in NASCAR. You've been in and around it your whole life, long before you were behind the wheel. Talk about some of the new places this year for the series, for different series too, and NASCAR going to places, let's say like Iowa, the excitement around it. Obviously Chicago's new, we'll talk about that in a second. The trucks are going to be back at the Milwaukee Mile. So Ty, I think that someone like you, and especially with the family background, you think more than just about yourself and the track and what's in front of you. You think about maybe the health of the sport and sort of that big picture for NASCAR. Your thoughts on excitement for new locations?
Yeah, I think it's really good in keeping the stuff different and changing. And I think there's a lot of good racetracks we got too. And it's been cool to see that the NASCAR has wanted to do some different stuff, and that's fun. But it's cool to see that.
As one of the youngest drivers in there, especially at this top level and with success, how do you see, you know, maybe new tracks that you're not familiar with? Do you see it as an exciting new challenge? I know that you can prep quite a bit maybe on the simulators. Do you see it as something maybe a negative, right, because it's something you're not familiar with? How do you approach maybe overall big, great, new for the sport, but maybe a challenge personally on those tracks?
Yeah, I really like it. I think it's good to do that, and I like to adapt to stuff, and it's fun for me. It's kind of it's a fun challenge to have, and every chance you get to drive a race car is really fun too, so I really like it.
Let's talk about Chicago Street Race. It is coming up. It will be back. We are hoping. We have every single weatherman in the Midwest that is hoping for no rain so fans can enjoy that fan zone, all those concerts, all that separate stuff off the track that people are going to love. Your thoughts about that, a little bit about that big picture, about reaching new audiences in a new market. The TV ratings were incredible.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's good that we're going to Chicago, and it's a really fun track, and I definitely hope it doesn't rain like it did last year. But yeah, it's a technical track, and I really enjoyed my time there last year. So
yeah, I mean, as a younger guy, maybe, you know, Iowa is awesome. A lot of fans there, great racing history there, and a bunch of different things. IndyCar has done incredible there, and so it's great to be in that market. But maybe, you know, on the entertainment side, not a ton to do compared to Chicago. So when you come here, are you planning, obviously you want to do well in the race, you know, when you get to the city, do you do anything? You know, you like the restaurants, maybe some of the Cubs are going to be in town. I'm not sure if you're a baseball fan. What are your thoughts about things to do while in town outside of the track?
I don't know. I don't really like deep dish pizza, so I'm going to try it still again, but I just haven't really figured out that I like that. So I might go try that, and I really don't know what I'm going to do yet, to be honest with you. You're making me realize I probably should figure it out, but yeah, I hope we stay somewhere cool and eat good food and get race cars.
That's what you need. That's what you need, Ty Gibbs, is you need not only, you know, a gas man, tire changer, you need like a concierge, like a guy to plan out your entertainment side, maybe for those down moments. You need that person. So heading into New Hampshire, You've had some struggles there. You haven't had a lot of experience at that track. You look at Joe Gibbs Racing, your teammates have been pretty successful. I think throughout their careers, they're in the top 10 as far as finishes. Your thoughts on New Hampshire? Is it the kind of thing that you've either prepped for, decided to do some different things, talk to your teammates? What are you doing kind of leading into this weekend?
Yeah, New Hampshire is really fun. It's a good track, and it's a really raceable track as well with all the different lanes. But I feel like we're pretty good at that style track, the length of the track, the way our aero balances on the car compared to everybody else. I feel like we're pretty strong. So we shall see, and hopefully we do well.
We shall see. Prophetic words from Ty Gibbs leading in this week, and of course, the rest of the season and everything happening. So, Ty, as people get ready for the race and as you get back to business prepping for it, where can people go on maybe social media or wherever to keep up?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Thank you. It's just Ty Gibbs. So luckily, I got that change. So you can just search my name and put them right there.
We'll have links up at WGN Radio for all of that. Good luck this weekend and everything that's going on. And thanks so much, Ty, for jumping on the show today.
Yep, thank you.